You are listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. On the phone line with us today to take a look at the marketplace is Jackie Vanks. She's at Stewart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the marketplace. An interesting day with wheat futures rallying. I take that it might be on the hard red winter wheat, some delays in the harvest progress, rainfall there, potential disease problems.
Oh, you bet. I mean, and soft red, you know, hard red, soft red, both are looking to have vomitoxin problems. And so, you know, what that ultimately does is brings pressure to us on the corn side eventually because it becomes seed wheat. But, you know, it's certainly not priced in at this point in time. I think the idea that we've got some of the early harvest going on and, of course, the bushels are just not there. And so as we get further north, I guess we'll find out. You know, you've got to add to that the terrible weather that you've been seeing out in the wheat country. I mean, you know, Nebraska had a horrendous twin tornado the other night. Talking to some of our guys today, they've had really severe weather in a lot of places out there. And, you know, it's just been really in a big turmoil north of us. We're really fortunate because I talked to one of my guys out in Nebraska. They had anywhere from 7 to 12 inches of rain. One from South Dakota, 12 inches of rain. So this is not something that's very good for wheat crop at all.
On the other hand, that much rainfall, as long as it doesn't continue to make sure that it comes down heavily on the marketplace on the corn, could produce a really good corn crop. We have some numbers. I think you've been doing some research on how good that might be and what kind of impact it would have on the United States and prices.
Well, yes. And, I mean, you know, we have to understand that this is I compared 94, 2004, and now 2014. They have similar crop ratings. That's what I was really looking for, was similar crop ratings and years that we had the potential and or did actually exceed the trend line yield. So, you know, if you look back in 94, Todd, we lost 24% of the futures price between June 17th and November 23rd, going from $2.77 a bushel to $2.10.5, in other words, a 66.5-cent loss. In 2004, we lost 40.6% of the futures price between June 2nd and December 2nd, we went from $3.22 down to $1.91¼. In other words, we lost $1.30¾. When you look back at 94 and 2004, both of them exceeded trend line. 94, we had 135 bushels. That was 2.7% higher than trend line. In 2004, we had 143. That was 12.2% higher than trend line. And, you know, if you take into account the improvements that we've seen, you know, just in the basic genetics, if we were to do that in 2014, that would project us out at a yield of 169.7 to 185.5, respectively. Now, mind you, you know, this is implications. So, if that were the case, it would imply that the price range for corn would be between 305 and three quarters and 391 and a quarter, and We got a lot of weather to go yet, but that just scares the heck out of me.
Well, that would not only scare you, but I suspect that 305 number, and we've heard that on the air here before at the home radio station, it's pretty deep. Is the idea here that the trade can get too bearish, or is this something that really could take place, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, just like anything else, the trade always can push it too high and it can always push it too low. And so the only way I think we'd ever see something like a 305 would be an extreme move on the part of the trade. But, you know, the reality is this. If you look at the acreage report coming out at the end of the month, and it's pretty well held in a lot of places that we're going to lose probably 1.5 million acres up out of the Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan area. They probably picked up, you know, were able to plant the last 500,000, but that still left 1.5 million to go. So if you just took that off and you didn't think that any of the corn on corn that was supposed to go to beans actually went to corn like it did, puts you down at 90.2 million acres. Okay, that'd be 1.5 million less. The reality is if you take 1.5 million from those guys, just off the face, when you look back over the last 3 years, it raises the national average from 165.3 to 165.8. Then let's say that we look at the USDA saying those 8 states that they follow are doing pretty darn well. So let's say they go to 166.5. That gives us a 13.83 billion bushel crop. That'd be down 125 million from where we currently are at. At the very same time, if we stay at 91.4 and we get 166.5, we end up with a 13,985. That's up $50 million from where we are. So, you know, the day of the report, everybody's just going to be waiting to find out what's going on. And now we add that to the stock situation. You know, I did a bunch of projections this morning on that for Bloomberg, and it looked, I came up with about $3.99 billion, using $4 billion usage in this last quarter. So, but we went into the quarter, you know, with about a billion more than what we had a year ago. On beans, on the other side, my ending stock came in at about $352 million. That was just using $564 million usage, like a year ago this last quarter. That would imply that we'd only have $62 million left at the end, but that was not including the extra thirty million that they said they were going to bring in. So it would leave us about $92 million. I suppose that's not too far out of the park, but it certainly makes a guy wonder, and it makes a person nervous. And so, you know, I still believe that from a producer's perspective, I've heard a lot of guys say, well, my crop insurance will take care of me. Well, you know, the one wild card the crop insurance has at this point in time is yield. How much crop insurance payment are you going to get if your yield does come in, let's say, in, we average 170 for the U.S. or 185. What does that mean for us down here? That's a lot higher average than that. So you may not get that crop insurance payment to add on to everything. So I just think it's a situation where a guy's got to really get down, work hard with the pencil, see where your break evens are, and protect yourself. And, you know, if you want to be bullish, buy some calls.